Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, June 29th edition of the program. We have the legend of Trump the Terrible continuing to spread up on Capitol Hill, saying crazy stuff in testimony yesterday about Trump trying to strangle the Secret Service. He has the nuclear codes. Oh, my gosh. All sorts of stuff. Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. We will discuss the realities here. Plus, the crazy libs, Democrats, are telling the Biden administration they want more fight after they lost at the Supreme Court. These people are sore losers as well as sore winners when that occasionally happens. Even discussing setting up, according to one editorial I saw, abortion on federal land, including Yellowstone National Park, because these people are completely out of their minds. We will discuss this, friends, in just a second. A lot to get to today. You know, I love the MyPillow products, and you should be getting your bedding, your home products from MyPillow, too, because they've changed my sleep for the better. They've made my whole apartment more comfortable. But if you haven't tried the My Slippers, I'm wearing them right now. I'm actually wearing the My Slippers as I do this show. They're made with a three-tier cushioning system, two layers of My Pillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer all-day comfort. These slippers can be worn all day long, both indoor and outdoor, made from high-quality leather suede. Trust me when I say you need these extremely durable yet comfortable slippers. For a limited time, you'll save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, use promo code BUCK to receive this incredible limited-time offer. The slippers come with a one-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com, promo code BUCK. Again, go to MyPillow.com. Try the slippers. $90 off. I wear them. My mom wears them. My dad wears them. My two brothers wear them. My sister, I got to get her a pair. I just realized that. You're going to love the My Slippers. I know. I just realized she doesn't have one. Well, I'm going to hook her up. I'm going to hook her up with the My Slippers. She wasn't around when I got the last shipment of them. All right. We got a lot to discuss today after yesterday's January 6th. Hearing, oh my gosh, play clip if you would, good sir. 9 for me. The montage. We need a
montage. The Secret Service will push back against any allegation of an assault against an agent or President Trump reaching for the steering wheel.
The Secret Service is telling you that the lead agent disputes some of Hutchinson's testimony?
Disputing some of that really dramatic story about Donald Trump trying to lunge forward and take control of the beast.
Prepared to testify under oath that neither man was assaulted and that Mr. Trump never lunged for the steering wheel.
The agents involved are prepared to testify under oath that the incident did not occur.
The Secret Service will deny this one little part, the steering wheel claim.
The agents would say that the incident itself described there just simply did not happen.
Wait, hold on a second, but I watched live yesterday during the show. I could see on the screen the transcript going across the bottom, the closed captioning, that Donald Trump tried to strangle a Secret Service agent, tried to take the wheel of the Secret Service vehicle, was screaming expletives and freaking out and all this stuff. Well, the problem is, none of us had heard that before. And they're relying on the testimony of not only a personal assistant, effectively, the White House equivalent of a personal assistant, which is a personal assistant can, you know, testify just like anybody else, but not somebody who's high level in policy who would be close to a president making those kinds of moves, generally speaking, you'd think, maybe. But also the Secret Service agents have already come out to say that just didn't happen. Think about this one for a second. How many times have we seen things said about Trump that are just, it just doesn't make sense, doesn't hold up. And they want us to continue to believe it. We sit there and we say, wait, hold on. Donald Trump, there are a lot of things Trump will say. Trump will throw punches, verbally speaking, at people, no question. Trump's a fighter. But when they tried to tell us that Trump said that people who died in a war cemetery were losers, no, it just didn't add up. Doesn't sound like Donald Trump. If he had said that, you know, a bunch of French protesters on the streets of Paris looked like losers because he was over in France at the time of this, I'd say, oh, yeah, that's Donald Trump. He said that for sure and probably would have been right. But the war dead from the Second World War from Normandy, Donald Trump's going to say they're losers? No, there aren't maybe that many people that you know Donald Trump has a lot of respect for. War fighters? He does actually think war fighters are pretty badass, and they are. And so that didn't add up. But people believe it. Oh, Donald Trump. Oh, they freaked out about it at the time. Remember, because they were trying to win an election, so they were lying about him. And now we have this one, too. So who? Now, remember, it's not even that this superstar witness, Hutchinson. Yeah. It's not even that she saw this and the Secret Service is saying that didn't happen. It's she heard someone say this happened to the Secret Service and the Secret Service is saying that didn't happen. Now, there are a lot of things that I can imagine President Trump saying, a lot of things. President Trump, look, he's a fiery guy. He's a fighter. Hands on the throat of a Secret Service agent? No way. No way. Just not happening. It's not happening. First of all, Secret Service agents generally, you know, these aren't guys you want to grab by the throat. You know, Donald Trump, he's a big fellow, but he's old. And, you know, I know there's old man strength out there, but give me a break. But this is yet another time, yet another instance of the media just all of a sudden, they're all, oh my gosh, Donald Trump and the nuclear codes. Remember, Trump is the one that didn't start an unnecessary war. Trump is the president who didn't watch as the biggest war in Europe since World War II broke out on his watch. But he's the big threat to international peace and stability? No, in the minds of so many leftists, Trump just represents an unapologetic alpha male and is an archetype of that, such that it offends them, it makes them feel uneasy, it makes them feel insecure, right? The Justin Trudeaus of the world see someone like Donald Trump and go, I'm scared. And that plays out all across the left-wing media, all across left-wing media around the world, because it's the same mentality. It's the same sense of self-justification through self-pity, all the victimhood of, oh, everything's unfair. Just give me all the power and I'll make it fair, right? It's a very simple way of explaining the left-wing mindset in just a couple of couple of sentences, but that is the truth of it. So it's remarkable that this is going on right now, but it's not surprising, right? You see this, you go, oh my gosh, but it's not like it came out of nowhere. The libs are in meltdown phase right now. They're in meltdown phase. I want to come back to this in a second because it's important that we understand just how insane they have become, how crazy they have gotten on so many of these things. We'll get to it here. But the stock market is rough. I mean, I don't even look at my accounts these days. My 401k, my retirement accounts, I can't even look at them. If you're not invested in the market right now, well, you're probably lucky. If you are invested like me, you see what I mean. Inflation's eroding your savings. I got some notice about a high-yield savings account. I'm like, oh, that's great. I've got a high-yield savings account that I'm losing money in every month because of the rate of inflation, because it's not a very high yield. Gas prices out of control. Everything is telling you that you got to take action to protect the value of your savings account, your 401k, and diversify. Put a portion of your assets into something that's real, that's tangible, that can't be inflated away. That's why you want gold. I've been a customer of the Oxford Gold Group for years. They're who I go to for my gold purchases because not only are they going to get you the best prices, they'll also advise you on what makes sense for you. They'll talk to you about the size of your overall portfolio, what you're looking to accomplish, and they'll advise you because they want long-term customers. They want people who buy gold now and then see the value creation over time and then want to buy more gold because they want to have a well-balanced portfolio that is hedging against the risks of this inflationary period. Go with the Oxford Gold Group. Call them today. Get your free precious metals investment guide. 833-404-GOLD is the number. That's 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group. It is quite a thing when you see that there are people calling for federal land to be used as the scene of places. Here we go. AOC and Warren's plan here. This is up on the Washington Examiner. Abortions at Yellowstone National Park. They've actually talked about this. Emergency abortion clinics on federal land. Now, understand this. They're about to lose control of the Congress. So even if they did this, they'd be setting up these abortion clinics, what, for a couple of months? And then the federal government's going to shut them down. And then what they're doing, and they haven't thought this through really, because they're so used to, it's a constitutional right. It's clearly not a constitutional right. Not anymore. Sorry, libs. What they're going to be opening up here is, well, now is this a matter of federal law? Is it? Are we going to have federal regulation of abortion? They're going to use the Interstate Commerce Clause. This is a double-edged sword. This is something they should think long and hard about because, yes, right now they may be able to pass a federal, although they couldn't really in the Senate, I don't think, because they'd need 60. But they could try to pass a federal law to make abortion the law of the land. And then this would also go to the courts, I believe, because they would argue over the same way the Violence Against Women Act. How is abortion a federal issue? I know that they haven't yet processed that this is not actually something that is in the Constitution and is not in the purview of the federal government at all. But how exactly is abortion a federal issue? Oh, well, crossing state lines to have an abortion. Is that what they're going to get into now? And that's the Interstate Commerce Clause kicking in? Well, first of all, they're really asking for this by saying that they want to have all these companies paying for women to travel for an abortion. Here is, they're asking to make this a federal political issue. Here is Stuart Varney talking about how Amazon workers are demanding time to grieve the SCOTUS ruling and the company, and that the company pull out of states that don't recognize this. Play two.
This is what some employees want from Amazon following the Roe v. Wade reversal. Cease operations in states that criminalize abortion. You must not like the politics of red states, so you, Amazon, you got to pull out completely. Employees must be given time to grieve over the court's decision. How long does the grieving last, pray tell? And why does Amazon have to pay for it? And finally, Amazon must jump into the political fray and denounce the court's ruling. It sounds almost tongue-in-cheek, doesn't it? Because it's so extreme. But they are serious here. It shows what a new generation of employees expects from their employer.
What a new generation of employees expects from their employer, that's for sure. And Dick's Sporting Goods and Google and all these other companies, Goldman Sachs, they're saying, we'll pay thousands of dollars for your abortion travel. Wow. You're going to have companies that are operating in all 50 states or close to it in some cases that are going to be paying for travel across state lines. Maybe they will make this a federal issue. And I'll just say this to the Democrats, be careful what you wish for. Also, some Democrats in places like West Virginia, for example, among others, may find that they have a really tough re-election when it comes out that they went along with federalizing abortion, because the Democrats aren't going to, they're not going to push for a federal law, at least not based on what they're saying, for first trimester abortions. They're going to want a federal law for all trimester abortions because they're crazy and this is evil. And we all see it, and you see their arguments are garbage. So there's a problem here, folks. Big problem. The Biden administration, they're calling for the Biden administration to have more fight on this issue. And to that, I just say, what do they think Joe Biden's going to do? He yells. He says the talking points. He has no political capital because he no longer even wields a modicum of political charisma. No one's looking at Joe Biden and inspired about anything. He was a crap candidate and he's a crappy president. And you could say, oh, but they, yeah, Jimmy Carter was president too, folks. The Democrats are the same ones that tell us that Donald Trump was basically worse than Hitler. He was just president. But now the arguments, well, Joe Biden can't be that dumb because he's president. No, actually, he can be that dumb. And he is. He is absolutely worthless from a leadership and vision and managerial perspective. This guy is a clown. An absolute clown. It's not funny, though, right? Because the country's suffering as a result. But you see, the left, whenever they don't get their way, they cry, they whine. The Democrats, the party of crybabies. And now the Republicans are the party of babies, as in keeping babies alive, the party of life. Thanks for rolling today with the show, team. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.